If Halloween has a signature sound, it's probably...
Such an efficient word. Sharp, simple, and scary in kind of a friendly way. I mean, Freddy Krueger does not say boo. Your grandmother?
Boo.
She does.
To celebrate Halloween, we want to treat you to a very short biography of Boo. It goes back hundreds of years.
The Pope's raw head and bloody bones cry, Boo. Behind the door.
That's Boo circa 1672. It's from an English poem that pokes fun at the Pope, which is what English people did back then.
But Boo may go back much further to classical times.
The Latin boare and the Greek boan.
That's Erin McKean. She's a lexicographer and founder of the blog Wordnik.
The Latin is a verb meaning to alarm, and the Greek boan is to cry aloud, to roar, to shout.
And then when you get into similar sounds like bow or boog, beware.
There are a lot of words for like fairies and goblins and things that go bump in the night that start with that same sound, like the bogle, the boggard, the bugbear, the bogeyman. They're all frightening bee things.
Boo!
Boo! Boo!
If you walk around and ask strangers to say boo, which we did, they get right to it. No shyness. And you discover that people from a lot of other countries use the word. Here it is in Spanish.
Boo.
French.
Boo.
Arabic.
Boo.
Greek.
Bum.
Wait, honey, that sounds like bum.
Yeah, actually, I mean, there's booish tendencies.
Kinda.
Yeah, it's boo-like.
Okay, well, we're going to hear a Bengali boo.
Boo.
Boo in Nepali.
Boo.
And in the African language, Temni.
Booyah.
That is an excellent boo.
Yes, but wait. The whole world does not say boo. If you want to scare someone in Beijing, try...
Whoa.
In Tibet...
Abri.
The Bulgarian boo...
Ha.
And when in Kenya, say it in Swahili...
Oha.
There is a method to this madness, a simple rule. If you want to startle someone, do not shilly-shally. Keep it short, keep it sharp.
Boo.
And if you're the one getting booed, try to keep your cool.